This weekend sees the coronation of King Charles III, and to mark the occasion, pupils in primaries 1 to 7 across Argyll and Bute were invited to take part in a special competition to create a unique flag that will help the area mark this historic occasion. And here to tell us more about the competition and just how steep the competition was is Jen Crockett and Wendy Brownlee, our two heads of education.
So there's lots of activities happening to mark the coronation of King Charles III. And to get into the spirit, we've had our own little competition for schools. And to tell us more about it is Jen Crockett and Wendy Brownlee. So Jen, start us off. What was the competition we set for children and how did it come about?
So as you mentioned, Pippa, there have been lots of discussions across the council about commemorating and celebrating the coronation of King Charles III. And as part of those discussions within the Education Service, we decided that it might be a nice idea for our learners to have the opportunity to take part in designing a piece of work that would mark the event. We're very aware that obviously children and young people are still at the stage of learning and forming their own views and opinions on a range of different issues. So we decided that devising a plan that would allow children to choose to be involved, but also to interpret a creative task in their own way, we felt that that would be a fun way for having our learners participate and get involved.
And we also felt that the flag was really visual, that often appeals to our learners. It was something that we can easily and meaningfully put on display. And flags itself, of course, obviously have a clear link back to the monarchy.
Yeah, so they've been designing a flag and you've been involved in judging. Well, I think that's been quite a difficult task, isn't it? So tell us about that, because how many entries, Wendy?
It's been significant. There was well over 1,000 entries, and we can reassure everyone listening that we have looked at each and every one of those entries individually. And it was really important that we did that. Jen and I set aside that time, along with the policy lead and the director, to look at the flags. We managed eventually to get them down to a short list. It was really, really enjoyable activity. There was a really wide range, and children had really bought into the brief, as Jen said. They brought their creativity and their own interpretation to the flag and the flag designs. But eventually, after some time, we did manage to get it down to a short list that reflected a wide range of ages and stages and also styles.
Yeah, I think that was very important for us. We were aware that, you know, excellent work and creativity takes lots of different forms. What a primary one might produce is very, very different than maybe a learner in primary six or primary seven. So I think for us, as Wendy said, it was really important to set aside the time to reflect on each of the individual entries as much as we possibly could. And actually, it was a really welcome task, something very different from our usual day job. So it was lovely to almost be back in our teacher mindset, where we were kind of taking time to engage with the work that our children had produced.
Lovely. And we're lucky enough to have the four shortlists, one from each of our geographic areas in front. And people will be able to see them by the time that we publish this podcast. So, I mean, they're really eye-catching, but tell us what sort of stood out. What did you end up looking at as sort of things that rated some higher than others?
Yeah, so it was very, very difficult. But as Wendy mentioned, once we'd kind of whittled it down to a smaller number of potential winners, we decided to choose winners which really showed a good variety and mix of kind of the catalyst for the design and the actual design itself. Once the flags are out there for everyone to see, you will notice that some of our winning entries are more traditional in their design, but others are a lot more modern and might probably be a bit of a surprise to some people. But we quite like that mix of ideas. There's been a lot in the press about the royal family's view in rebranding and the new way of operating. So we like the idea of some of the flags reflecting the history of the monarchy, but also other winning entries reflecting that kind of forward thinking, refreshed kind of model, really.
And who knows, perhaps the monarchy would like to adopt one of these flags moving forward. It was, of course, really important that the design worked as a flag.
Yeah.
So when we were coming down to making the final decisions for each of the areas, that very much came into play, that the winning designs had to work on flags. Colour was really clean, you know, good bold colours that flying from the top of a flagpole would work, and that the design would still stand out and you could interpret from a distance what it would look like were other criterias that we considered.
Yeah, and they look fab. I mean, because we're going to get them made up into flags, aren't we, the shortlisted ones. So, I mean, let's talk about the winning ones, because I think they're absolutely stunning, all of them. And I'm probably our most modern is from our youngest winner. So, I mean, looking at that, it's red and blue hearts with a lovely bold golden flag, which does look really modern. And that's from, did you say primary one?
A primary one, yes. And of course, there's a bit of glitter in there to add to the gems and the sparkle.
You have to have glitter, absolutely.
So, and who's that entry from? So let's give them a name check.
So that one of the area winners, as you've just described, is from Leah Rosenborough, who's in primary one at Cardiff Primary School in the Helensburgh area.
So primary one and already a budding flag designer and
very successful.
Yeah, absolutely stunning. So then pick another one. Let's describe one of the...
This was one that I spent quite a lot of time having a look at, and I just thought it was a fantastic idea. So one of the other area winners is Amelia McLean from Primary 7 at Tobermory Primary School, and her flag, as we can see, is very bright and bold. You've got the kind of traditional Union Jack and the colours of the United Kingdom in the background, but there's then a kind of floral representation, the kind of traditional flowers of each of the nations within the United Kingdom. But the part that I absolutely loved was the design of a couple of dogs, in particular spaniels, but we have a King Charles spaniel wearing his crown, which I thought was a nice little bit of humour and a really nice touch from one of our young people.
Oh, I think, I mean, it looks great, and the artwork is just so precise on this one. And as a dog lover, I have to say I love that, and I'm sure the royal family would as dog lovers.
Absolutely.
As well, so I'm not surprised you picked that one.
Yeah, I think one of my favorites was Harry McCall Smith, a primary 7 pupil from Inverary Primary, who's taken the Union flag as the basis and then very much stylized it, introduced purple, introduced some dots, and right at the center of it a very spectacular golden and bejeweled crown. Just quite different again from the one that Jen chose, but it was very eye-catching and stood out and would work as a flag design. So well done to Harry.
Yeah, I mean, again, and I love, again, it's just a slightly modern take on the traditional design, which is really nice, just giving a little bit of an edge to it. So stunning. And again, the flag, the work on the flag, so the crown in the centre of that one, again, just real skilled artwork, I think, on them. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's very simple, but it's got lots of impact.
We have some very creative and talented pupils.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the winning one, that's because this is a really intricate design. So tell us about that one.
Yeah, we're really excited. And I think even when we were looking at the entries, Wendy and I chose to look at the entries separately and then almost cross-reference our kind of front runners. And we both had highlighted this one very early in the process. So the winning entry, which we're really delighted about, is from Roxana Dulska, who is in Primary 7 at Dunoon Primary School. And I think I like to describe her flag as a real mix of traditional and modern. You've almost got a kind of a coat of arms type approach, where the flag is split up into four different areas. But within those areas are representations of lots of different aspects of history from across the nations of the United Kingdom. But I think it's the artwork and the beautiful handwriting and calligraphy in the centre of the flag that really kind of sold it for me. And I love the fact that there's a thistle right at the centre. So that really strong, clear link to the country that we live in is there. But the thistle is wearing a crown.
Yeah.
So I quite liked that interpretation as well.
Yeah.
Yep, lots and lots of different elements in this flag, a tall ship. And actually, I'm really looking forward to meeting Roxana, and understanding each of the elements that she put in her flag and what her inspiration was for them. So, yeah, there's the unicorn, the thistle in the centre, as Jen said, very stylized. And I just love the colours, love the strong purple on top of that. We've also got a reference in the bottom left quadrangle to Shakespeare as well. So really excited to meet all of these young people, and the staff from the school and their families tomorrow, and to understand the motivation and the thoughts behind these designs.
No, I think that's going to be fun because, of course, we were recording before. They know which has been selected as the overall winner. So we can say that because we're safe in recording and releasing this after that happens. But they don't know yet. So we haven't seen their reaction. And that's going to be stunning, where we're actually going to raise the flag up the flagpole at the council headquarters, and they get to see it in reality, which is going to be stunning.
Quite a special moment, I think, for the young people and their families.
Yeah, and as you say, bringing their families along and things, that's quite...
And it'll be quite spectacular to see the design on a full-size flag.
Yes, and they're going to take away for their school a framed flag to be able to have that.
They'll also have their own copy of the flag as well, so they'll get their own kind of commemorative copy of a mini flag for the area winners. So that's just something special that we can keep as they get older.
I think it's been fabulous. I mean, I couldn't believe the number of entries when I heard, and actually in terms of creating some excitement running up to this weekend in doing the work on these, you know, it's just sort of set the tone for them what's going to be hopefully a fabulous weekend, where they get, you know, as somebody was reminded me today, it's, you know, young people won't have seen a coronation. I haven't seen a coronation in my life.
No.
They won't. This is a once in a lifetime, I hope, sort of event for people to get involved and celebrate. And hopefully this has just set that off a little bit. And for the winners, it'll be...
Absolutely.
I think a very exciting weekend for these four young people, even more so after they hear the news tomorrow, see the designs.
Nice. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously the time of the year that we asked our schools to let the young children participate, it's a particularly busy time towards the end of term. So I think we were really, you know, heartened to see how enthusiastically not just our schools but individual children, you know, how many of them chose to participate. And hopefully it's been a good, fun, creative end to their term before they broke up for the spring holiday.
And I know that our policy lead, Yvonne McNeely, is really looking forward to tomorrow and looking forward to meeting these young people and celebrating their achievements with them too.
No, I think we all are. I think it will be great. It will set us up for the weekend and the celebrations, I think, and maybe some budding flag designers of the future, judging by these. So definitely encourage people to check them out online and actually see for themselves, because they're really, really impressive stuff. So thank you, ladies, for judging and telling us about the flags. And let's look forward to seeing them fly in Argyll and Bute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The level of interest in the competition has been fantastic and the quality of entries is astounding. If you want to see the flags for yourself, please go to our website at argyll-bute.gov.uk and check out our new section, and you'll be able to see more details about the competition. I'm lucky enough to have seen the winner have their flag hoisted at our head offices at Kilmorey, and it was fantastic to see. This is a lovely way to have marked the coronation, and I hope you all enjoy your celebrations over the weekend. Pippa's Podcast.